This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, we are now hearing from the NYPD about their security plans for the big night. That would be tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, Times Square. Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Tisch have been speaking. Here's Adams.
We will have plainclothes, K-9 teams, officers on horsebacks, on our trains, subway stations, and in helicopters and on boats. Pedestrians and vehicle closures will be in effect leading up to and during the event. Security is everyone's responsibility. Again, see something, say something, do something.
Analysts say the city is always an aspirational target for terror because of the size of the ball drop event. They've also said the biggest threat involves lone wolves. However, the latest security assessment says there is no specific threat against Times Square. A Queens mother is now facing murder charges in the death of her one-year-old son.
Police found mom Nicole Budai with slashes to her wrist, her baby Charlie Ramrica unconscious in the bathroom. These next-door neighbors must have heard the unimaginable.
Too much cry. Lot of ambulance and police came.
But no red flags about the family to this neighbor.
I have passed the family. I've discussed with the family. I have seen children playing.
Now, we don't know exactly how the 15-month-old was killed, but his mother's now charged with murder and child endangerment. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Queens.
A deadly overnight fire in the Bronx claims the life of a 70-year-old man. This happened at Eastchester Gardens in Allerton. Heavy smoke pouring from the fourth-floor apartment. One neighbor telling Channel 7 what he heard.
I could hear the people say, you know, fire, fire. I hear the knocking. The officer said, you know, come out because there's a fire above you. You gotta thank God every morning when you wake up.
The 70-year-old man pronounced dead at the scene. City bikes are about to get more expensive again. They are raising prices for the fifth year in a row, citing expansion costs and the impact of recent tariffs. Starting January 5th, that's Monday, members will pay more per minute for both e-bikes and traditional bikes. In New York, that's up 27 cents for traditional, 41 cents for electronic. By the end of the month, annual memberships will jump to $239. City Bike says the increase helps pay for new stations and expansion into other neighborhoods, including dozens of new spots in the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. Only a couple of days now until Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani is sworn in as the city's 111th mayor. And we got word that Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will deliver the opening remarks at his ceremony on New Year's Day. Before that, Senator Bernie Sanders will administer the oath of office when Mamdani is sworn in at midnight. That'll happen in an unusual place. Mamdani will take the oath at the abandoned Old City Hall subway station. He says when it opened in 1904 as one of the city's 28 original stations, it was a physical monument to a city that would transform working people's lives. Now, the ceremony is limited, but then after that, Team Mamdani is inviting everybody to a free block party. Animal rights advocates will be rallying outside City Hall today over the future of horse-drawn carriages in the city. NY Class says carriage drivers blocked legally required veterinary exams, and they want the city to shut that industry down. But the Transit Workers Union, which reps the drivers, is pushing back. They say they support independent exams as long as they are conducted by unbiased vets. The union is now also calling for an investigation into Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro over his role in selecting the veterinarian, who they say has ties to the anti-carriage industry. That rally is set to start soon at noon outside the City Hall security gates.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.